Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, I had a little technical difficulty trying to get my computer to behave, but welcome. It's Saturday morning. It's a chilly January day.
Good morning, Linda. How are you?
Good morning. Wonderful. So actually, I was only 1 minute late, but it just was misbehaving. Good morning. How is it nice and warm in Tennessee, or are you having the cold snap?
Yeah.
So good.
I got something ready to send after my last couple of days ago. His name is Brian. Brian from New Jersey.
Ah, Brian from New Jersey. Great, great.
We
hopefully we'll have some other people. This is going to be a call just till 9:30 today because I have got to get my blood work done, and my nurse has already called and told me I'm late, so I have to leave at 9:30 today. So I see that Ron, at least his number is on the line. I don't know if he's in hearing distance.
I sure am. Good morning.
Well, there you are. Good morning. Say hi to Derek.
I was going to say good morning, Derek. That's your friend from New Jersey, isn't it, that you go to visit, Derek?
No, my friend Brian Lynch. He got registered and optimized for life.
Oh, okay. But you got a new friend.
I went to high school with him.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
That's cool.
And I sent him the video, the household gold, for him to listen to.
Boy, boy, oh boy, you are doing just the right things, dude.
I didn't get my hoop cards yet.
Okay, well, I've been waiting. I have an order from Hewlett Packard. My ink for my printer has been shipped just like your cards, same day, and I don't have them yet either. And so we should see them. But like you, I'm anxiously waiting for them to come.
Yeah.
So we'll just hang in there. We're hoping that some other folks join us this morning. I've got some announcements I'd like to make. I won't make them unless we do. But I do want to say Happy New Year. This is our first 2022 Blog Talk Coaches Call, Saturday Morning Calls, of number one. And, there's, like I said, there's some neat stuff that's going to happen. And if there's some other folks, do you know if Bob's coming on this morning?
No, I texted him.
Okay. Well, he usually comes on and Artith comes on, so we'll see, and we'll just react and respond to how that works here this morning. Right now we have the Cult Collection has a whole new board, and that's what I want to talk about as soon as they come on. So we'll do that. In the meantime, we'll just be thinking about really how we're going to continue, and I said to you that I'm going to, when we get other people on board, I'm going to talk to them. I'm going to talk about you, Derek. Okay. Do I have permission to talk about you?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I'm not going to tell you what I'm going to say, but I'm just telling you I'm going to talk about you. So, if you come on the show and you're, I don't have the dashboard in front of me. I'm on call in as a guest, like everybody else. Can you just say that you can identify yourself and say that you're on the call this morning? We know Derek is here. Has anybody else joined us? Well, I have something exciting. It's family-oriented for us. My sister and brother-in-law, who have been married for about 25 years, have never had a honeymoon, and they've never gone on a cruise, and their son and daughter never had a honeymoon. And they're going on the cruise with them and their grandkids. And they leave tomorrow morning. They fly from Buffalo to Miami. And then they're getting on a cruise ship called Conquest, which is a ship that Lynn and I took to Cozumel, Mexico, four or five years ago. And it's the same identical ship. And they booked it a couple months ago. I helped them do that. Using the Vortex booking system, and they're so excited. They called me last night and told me how they couldn't sleep, and they're talking about all the things they're going to do. They're going to there's a place when they get to Cozumel, and they take a ride to the Dolphin Bay, and they're going to swim with dolphins. We've got four kids from ages 6 to 12 or 14, that's going to be quite a thrill for them to be able to do that. And I mean, we're excited. That's one of the things they're so looking forward to doing. They'll be able to see shows on the ship every day. My sister's excited about playing bingo every morning in the theater. They also, when you're on a cruise, breakfast, lunch, and dinner is all included in it. And so they've never had a situation where they've been anywhere like this in their life. And so they're just so excited about it, how it's going to be. And my sister called me the other day, and she said, she goes, Ron, what do I do when we get to Dolphin Bay and the water's cold? And she's worried about that. And I said, Sue, you're not going to the yacht club at Lake Erie where there's ice chunks floating in the water already. You're in the tropics. The tropics water year round is bath water.
Gary, didn't Brian do that swim with the dolphins?
Hey there. Actually, he did it in the Bahamas rather than in Cozumel. In Cozumel, he went on a ATV ride through
that
the jungle.
Jungle trip. Yeah.
Jungle Brian.
Yeah. Fun time. So the dolphins were fun when he swam with the dolphins. He got his picture taken. We have a framed. It was fun. Yeah, so they'll have a great time.
Oh, that's good. There's just the three of us. Derek dropped off, so just to let you know. I had to. I'm sorry I didn't get you on right away, Linda. I had to step away from
the shower.
What? Okay.
She was in the
shower.
I was
just listening.
Oh, dear. Yeah, there's all kinds of fun. We were just saying this is our first call of the new year because we didn't have one, obviously, last weekend. So.
Anyway. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So last week was today. It's hard to believe. Yeah.
Yeah, I know it. I know it. But what is it already, the 8th or the 9th? That's funny. My computer doesn't have the 8th. Okay, that's right. Yeah. My computer doesn't have the date. It has the time, but doesn't have the date. It's funny how you get used to things because my computer at the office does have the date on it in the bottom. So there must be a setting I can set. So anyways. And Derek just came back on. Hold on. All righty. So, yeah, but traveling right now, you know, it's, you know, there's so many places that so many people there are just so tired of being home, and so they are looking for, my one girlfriend just got back from 12 days at Disney. Can you imagine 12 days at Disney?
No. I couldn't do 12 days at Disney. even with a little cart, I couldn't do 12 days at Disney.
I thought you said a little tart, but you mean a little cart.
Well, the
oh,
little
dear.
Girls are dressed out there, huh? Well, this is a show.
You can explain.
But what's fun is that, you know, people are just, you know, wanting to do things safely, of course, but, you know, it's been, you know, closed up for so long that people are looking for it to do things. So
right.
We just keep that
again.
In mind.
They're looking for life again. They're sick of being...
It was funny. I saw an ad for the American River Cruises, and we had a customer, a client, take that. It's a paddle wheel boat down the Mississippi River. It just looked so neat. So that's a really something in right here in the United States, because I know the European rivers, they have the great big long boats, which we've done before, which is really nice. But you have it right here in the States on different rivers. There's one in Canada. There's one even along the coast of Maine and New England that we actually saw when we were up in Rhode Island. We saw the American River cruise ship. And so that's something to keep in mind, too, that you don't have to go to Europe to be on one of these river boats. So that's, if you're ever hearing. Yes, go ahead.
I want to share something with you about American river boats, river cruises. They have expanded, and they now have American River Queen boats on the Great Lakes.
Wow.
And so it goes out of, I think, Toledo, Ohio, and it goes up and goes into Lake Superior and all that. So there's now a stateside. Not only that, there's one right up here in the north. And now, a couple years ago, we had the opportunity, and it still exists for anybody that does take advantage of becoming a Surge member, or you can take courses to Travel Agent Academy, and they have a video. There's six of them, and you take them, and if you watch the videos, and you take a little test, and they're really cool. You can't put a wrong answer in. They make you put down the ABC until you get the right answer, so you can't fail. But you take the six courses, and they're about the different cruises they own. There might be more now today, because they've expanded, the cruise line has grown, and they actually has absorbed another company, so they could have now these Great Lake trips too. Great Lake, and they've added Alaska. So they're really, you know, West Coast, East Coast, the North, Boston, you know, the Atlantic Ocean,
mm-hmm.
Down the St. Lawrence, and now they've had the Great Lakes besides the Mississippi River, Missouri. Now, this little webinar that I watched, six of them, took me maybe, I did in 2 days, not sit down for hours and do it, just over 2 days I did it. I got certified as American Cruise certified agent. And to this day, what happened when I did that, I have a certificate, and I just got the other day a new certificate. We have up to 75% off the rate. We can book a cruise on American River Cruises for 75% off the price.
Cool.
Now, that is incredible. We just have never had the time to do it. I mean, every year there's been some project or some cruise or someplace we're already going. Like a week from Wednesday, Lynn and I leave for Dominican Republic. We're going to a place called Punta Cana at a resort called Secrets. In fact, if you go out, watch TV now, they're running ads for the resort we're staying at, and wow, is it beautiful. Or you can go online and see Secret Resorts, A-R-M Resorts, and they are phenomenal, and they're rated 5-star. Our food, entertainment, room, all the there's no expenses. It's free. It's not free. We paid for a trip to go, but it's 5-star. And so we're leaving here Wednesday, so we'll be gone for a few days and be back over the weekend, the following weekend on the 24th, I think, or 5th. So we've got that going. It's the and that is the conference, winter conference for Service 365. And so we're going to see Rick and Brenda Reese and Glenn and Chantel, Aiden from Tacoma, Washington. And it's just going to be old home week. And then we'll meet with Chris Coakley, the CEO, and Scott Tomer, the president. And vice versa, I got their background. Chris is the president, and Scott is the CEO. Dwayne Haskell, he's the head of all the events. And when we're there, we're wrapping up the new convention this summer we're planning on having in Buffalo, New York. And I had some good news yesterday. I actually talked to the owner of the Buffalo Ramada Grand Hotel down at the waterfront, and they did have a mishap. They had a fire last New Year's week. But they're going to be open in 30 days. They'll be open, reopened, and running and rocking. And they will be totally operational in May. They'll be open officially now, but they will be official for having all conventions starting in May. So we're really going to launch their convention business, and I've been working with Dan Taylor on that, and that's another whole route that we're going down. And so has anybody else popped on, honey? Is Bob O'Quinn come on yet?
No, the three of us. You know, Buffalo is such a great place for conventions. Actually, there are a lot of conventions that go on in Buffalo that we might not even realize. But Buffalo is such a great. It's easy to get to. There's so many things to do. You have the falls in the backyard, but you have all kinds of historical places and events and things to go to. So it's really Buffalo really is a great destination for a national convention. And the price is so wonderful. I mean, when you realize a lot of conventions are in, like, either Las Vegas or Atlanta or someplace, that's a lot of money, for hotels and for restaurants and everything. And Buffalo really is a great location, for to hold a convention. It's funny, because the office that I work out of is at a hotel, family reunions, and especially with African American, because there is such a great information and great presence of from the Colored Musicians Club, which is just amazing, to the Underground Railroad, to that whole corridor. That's one thing. We were at a Chamber of Commerce meeting last Monday, and one of the fellows, hopefully Ron, you'll be able to get that, he did this whole film piece or video piece on the corridor, the African-American historical corridor, which is downtown, which is funny. We pass just about every day going to work. But he did, and it's neat because he used a, little flying? Drawing a blank? How you have the flying cameras now.
It's really
cool. So that's something to that I'm looking forward to seeing. So there's just so much going on, even in winter. but you know, especially in summer in this area, the with the water, the waterfront and everything. It's really cool. At that meeting, it was cute. We were just invited guests, but they had some fellows from Florida, and so they had never had real buffalo wings, but it was so funny. They asked for ranch dressing, and everyone was like, oh, no, you have to have blue cheese. It was just cute. You know, it's just things, you know, they had never had a beef on rec before, had never heard of it even. But it was just neat when you have people from other parts of the country just, you know, checking out, you know, what we just take for granted. So that's fun.
Linda, we are gonna have that video on the Hope Collection website soon. Speaking of the Hope Collection website, I'd like to announce, and this show is recorded, so people can go back and see and review this, listen to the show in the archives of A Coach's Corner. Will be as is a blog radio show. And, we're just having changing the guard here for a moment. And, I'm taking over. I'm gonna mute my phone and go on to the dashboard. So if you hang on just a second, folks. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yep. I can hear you.
Okay. I'm sorry. My phone was creating feedback. And I went from the other room to Linda's office with the computer on. I'd like to announce, first of all, that there's a new board of the Hope Collection that's been elected. And the board right now, the new board is Robert Oakley, who was actually the former and was the vice president of Hope. Dale Sajak, who lives in Rochester, New York, is a genetic scientist and lives in Rochester, married to Julie, and they have three wonderful kids. They're now young adults. We just know them when they were babies. That's how long we've known them. Rick Reese, the principal and founder of Marketplace Ministries, he's an executive founder's direct of the Surge 365 Travel Company. He's one of the executives. Even though him and Brenda own their own independent travel company, they have succeeded in Leah's leaders to such a level that they have a very special place. And they're one of the, when they're, for Lynn and I and Gary and Linda, they're personal advisors to us and our organizations, and they're helping us building them, which is a cash stream. It's one of our duplex operations that we have in our corporations. And this is more like Joel used to say every week, and every time he had a broadcast, he would talk to people about having their duplex model of building extra income sources. But he always encouraged everybody to be incorporated. So we're going to continue that tradition. But going on with the new board, Gary Helfenstein is a SCORE representative. Like Joel, SCORE was a representative in Florida. Gary Helfenstein is actually the executive business development manager for Buffalo, Western New York. And the Buffalo, Western New York chapter of SCORE, which is a federally funded operation of retired business people that help people who are getting a business off the ground and help them grow and build it. And they provide all kinds of services for free to do that. And Gary is also very well, I'll call him an expert. And you know what an expert is? An ex that has been with, and also is a drip under pressure. I always tell him that because that keeps him humble. But Gary's a great guy. He's a teacher, a tour operator, owns a business called Ski With Me, which helps
provides ski programs for families and in the summertime. It's year-round, healthy living year-round. And he runs a blog radio show on Mondays. He has now been elected to the board. He also has an expertise in the web world, communications, and all the new programs and processes. And Gary will be directing, working with a couple from Florida, Juliana and RC, who own a webmaster business. That's what they do. They operate, and they're going to be reorganizing the Hope web presence and making it simple, clear, and really excited and actually be more powerful. But here's the most important, I think the single most important thing we've never had. When you give out a Hope card or you introduce somebody to the Hope collection, you will know when the minute they hit the enter button with their information of, you know, their background, their email address, you're going to get a confirmation. You've got a new member that joined Hope through you. And that we never had that, but we are. And that when they agree to do that, we're going to be able to sending out monthly. We will have newsletters going out about what all the different activities that Hope is doing. So Gary is working, and that's one of the prime things that he's responsible for. Another new person addition to the board, her name is Barb Riley, and she'll be on the show here. She's on the blog radio show on Wednesday. She runs the show. She has a nickname before we met her called Tiny Homes Queen, but we've renamed those as calling them attainable homes because they don't just deal with the little small 800-square-foot homes. They can do a whole mansion. And she's connected all across the country with housing and building homes and financing homes and doing all the things. So you want to get out of Buffalo, you want to get out of Buffalo and you want to go live somewhere else in warm climates, like in the long run, that's going to happen for Lynn and I. She and working with her and the team, she'll be able to help you and do that. And also she has relaunched Building Hope's Homes Communities, a Hope Village in Buffalo. We're going to have Taylor Made Village, which will be 300 homes for veterans or first responders and their families, and that's a unique thing. So Barb adds a dimension to the Hope organization that's going to be great. I mentioned Rick Reese. I mentioned Gary Helfenstein, Bob Oakley, Dale Sajak, and they will be elected. Oh, we have a new chaplain that will be elected when the board, they gather together and meet shortly. They will be electing a chaplain. We have a chaplain for the Hope Collection. When we started the board meetings, we pray, and we do that as part of every function. And Tim Kaufman, who is the co-leader of 7K Metals organization that we're affiliated with, another one of our duplex model programs that we've taken advantage of, and that has to do with being able to create financial security through precious metals and coins. And we can give a personal testimony to that. I know there's other people on the call that can also talk about that. But that, our leader who works with that is Tim Kaufman's wife, is Alicia, and she leads the leadership group for people that want to be able to do that. And by building teams, you create generate more and long-lasting income. So that's something that's available also. Anna Crowd is going to step down. She's been the secretary treasurer of the organization since the inception. And she will continue as being an emeritus advisor to Hope Collection and a resource. And we owe her so much because for so many years, not only did she take care of the Hope Collection website, you know, whether it's IRCenter.org or Team DRV or Coach's Corner or Optimize Your Life, E-Pantry, she arranged and did all that stuff. She also works full-time as a expert oncologist nurse in the cancer center, largest one in Pennsylvania, Harrisburg, PA, and she runs the computer systems for that hospital. And she works with people personally, physically, with people who are life and death issues every single day of the week. And in spite of doing that as a full-time career, she's also been monitoring and being our webmaster. She's stepping down. Sharon Anderson is the present president, and she also is stepping down. So we will be having a new president, and I know there's some people that have kind of alluded that I was the president of the board for 10 years, and there's some people that have said that I would consider. I was asked by Artis Griffin if I would step back in to take the role. I'm never going to replace Joel, but he's been my mentor, best friend, and business partner for 40 years. And I've accepted, if they do nominate me at that meeting, I will accept that position. Going back to the new board and announcing the new board members who are elected, they're now in place. They got the power. And I mentioned the one gentleman, Gary Helfenstein, who runs the blog radio show, Four Season Health Fitness. He's also a member of the team that's been building the Healing America Through Hope here in Buffalo, helping to put together the convention, coming to Buffalo with Service 365, has developed a program for underprivileged children with to learn skiing and be supported in all the activities, training, clothing for winter clothing, and it's a great program, and he's expanding that program. I haven't talked about Jobonomics yet, but now that Gary's come on the call, I will. But I just want to let you know, I was trying to bring everybody up to speed and announcing and congratulating all those who have joined now and they're elected. They are now operational and functional. And we want to congratulate them and thank them in advance for what they've done previously to coming to the Hope Collection to now as they join forces to help make the vision. And I will be sharing a vision statement. I've got it. It's down to 27 pages right now. I've been writing it for the last 3 weeks. But I've got it. I've kind of edited it so that it won't be, I don't know how many hours we'll have to have this show. But I'm looking forward to sharing that with everybody, the members as well as the board here shortly. Now, one other avenue that's going to be pertinent this year, one of the bylines, you know, everybody knows of a byline of the Hope Collection is our memo, our slogan is helping others by helping them help others. And we parallel our operations with a partnership from the Golden Rule Society, Captain Len Cain. It's an integral part of the Hope Collection and going forward. Now, one of the projects this year in this, that's going to help us execute a number of areas, including the revision of the website, is called Jobonomics. A guy named Chuck Vollmer, who Joel introduced the Hope Collection to 7 years ago, and he's gone on to develop programs in cities. 13 cities have programs going on that are fully funded and are operational, bringing a job development, career development, duplex ownership training, and the training end of all that is for goal setting and coaching is the Hope Collection. But Jobonomics also provides to us sort resources for funding and administrative costs for running the Hope Collection that Joel's never had. So that is moving into place. I don't know how long it's going to take to seal those things, but we've got a number of programs, and Gary Helfenstein has been involved dramatically and made incredible progress. Now that he's a board member, when we have the board meeting, we can have those operations certified and approved by the board so we can move forward with them. I'd like to welcome Gary Helfenstein to the show and say good morning, Gary, and thanks for joining us.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
We're doing fabulous. Thank you. As you heard, just by making announcements, and I I gave a review of all the new board members and who they are. And the other slogan that we're going to adopt this coming year is helping people create generational prosperity. I'll say that again. We're going to help individuals and family create generational prosperity. That will be linked to every project and program that we do. And the reason I say that, the only way you can change the course of poverty and freedom is ownership. And the only way you can create equity and generational income is to have ownership. So we will be highlighting that through, that'll be a theme through everything it is we do. And going back to the Jobonomics programs and the programs that you have lined up, Gary, including the redevelopment of a ski resort in Pennsylvania, the redevelopment of a housing project, one in Buffalo, New York, called Taylor Made Village. It'd be about 300 homes. That was on the books and was ready to fly, and I had a stroke and took me out for a year, and the timing just didn't happen. Well, guess what? The timing now is right, and we got things that are percolating. There's also Barb Riley has got working with in Florida and in Atlanta, Georgia, with Country Boy, another advisor to the board. He's not a board member other than as an advisor, but he brings a lot to the table. Rick Reese is developing community centers. He calls them hope centers. Funny. And they've already got one built in Tacoma, Washington, that's a model. And it's a center for prosperity in communities. And they got one in Tacoma, Washington. So we'll be talking about that. He will be talking about that also. Something that's just come up yesterday. And I am waiting for calls. And when I get off this call, I'm meeting with some other people today and on the phone and board meetings and people in person. Hope Collection has the opportunity. You've all heard about the fact that there's been an incredible shortage of test kits. And there's the media and the government has pressed for people to be getting testing. Well, Hope's coming to the rescue, guys. Right now I'm working on and having the supply chain direct to Buffalo, New York from the manufacturer. In fact, the number one accepted instant test within 15 minutes, you know, whether you're exposed, you have COVID. And it's called iHealth. Chuck Schumer, Senator Chuck Schumer, held one up on the floor of the Senate talking about it the day before yesterday. That company is linked to Country Boy through their nonprofit, which has the government certification approval because their business is a I can't say any other words. It's the division of the government that helps black and minority run and owned program companies to grow and support. They have a certification process, and they have it. And we are going to partner with their partnering with Hope. And right now, I'm working on today to get 25,000 test kits delivered to Buffalo. And we're working with WUFO radio station because they will broadcast when we accomplish this. I've called in my church, my new church, because they're very active in doing things, and they have staff and people. And we're going to be able to have distribution of 25,000 test kits. And we get 200,000 a week. There's a minimum and there's a limit. And if all is going well, and they're not free, we do get free shipping. How do you like that? From direct, we're not middlemen, not the government, directly from the manufacturer to Buffalo. And the cost right now is at a rate. We have a fixed, secured rate. And we can take, and I'm looking at some major companies in Buffalo, like M&T Bank and Basil Ford and a couple other companies. I'm proposing to them to sponsor the initial shipment. And then by that sponsorship, we'll have them get the advertising, we'll have them get the promotion, and be able to help us and help us get the test kits in the hands of the people. And we want to run it through Buffalo because the city and the known and the inner city and the areas around that are the least medically, they just have a lower level of medical attention from anybody, and we're going to make it available. And with the radio station, it is WUFO. It's the number one black radio station in Buffalo. Sheila Brown, who we're working with, we're putting this all together, and this is going to be an incredible outreach that, again, hope is going to be lifted because we will be, along with the financial sponsor, it will be the sponsor of this program. So that's an announcement that I wanted to make this morning, be able to share with everyone, and we'll be getting the word out. I hope to have all the pieces put together by Monday, and we'll have it on. We'll have a lot more going on for it. So I did want to share that with everybody. I've run off my mouth this whole time this morning for the last 20 minutes. Does anybody have any questions or anything they'd like to share or ask about what I've talked about?
It's exciting to hear all that's going on, though, Ron. Thank you for. I don't really have any questions, but looking forward to hearing how everything progresses. That's something. That's a lot.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Linda. You know, you of all people, you already know about the issue of testing. You work within a nursing home, and you've seen the evolution, revolution, and from the start of everything to where we're at today. And you know, and because we're able to have the science of detection, and someone can know for sure. I mean, if you're not feeling well and you take the test and you don't have it, you won't think that you're going to die. I mean, you still may have something that could kill you, but you better have attention, but it's not like COVID. You can find out and know, and then, you know, now you know your life is going to all be altered by it. Or if you're being careful and, you know, doing all the things they've asked us to do, wash your hands, don't go into a room with people with COVID, you know, you do those kinds of things, you can live a more freer life as opposed to being not knowing and affecting other people in a negative way. It's a sense of peace that you can have. So I'm really excited about this opportunity. And I look at it as a way of being contributing. It's another one of those helping others to help them help others. And I believe the exposure and the event and the actual actions will have a very positive effect on our community. That's my goal.
Hey, Ron, I've got a question if it's okay.
Sure, Gary, go ahead.
I understand the need for these kits. I'm going back to basics. So I'm reviewing stuff that I know that our audience knows, but there certainly is a need for this kit, and I understand that this is a rare opportunity to get an ample or good supply or maybe an endless supply of these kits. But my question is, how do you envision these being distributed?
Well, the Lord put the idea and gave the parameters for how to get the process going to get it put together. What came to mind is our church has a whole team of people. It's called the Serve Group. And we do functions in the community every 3 months. We actually have days where we have groups of people that go out to the community to do service work. And they do that. And they all volunteer, and it's a team, and they're scheduled to do. They're able to do that, and it's a bunch. We're talking 50 to 100 people, and I foresee that. And I've asked. I've already got a call into the staff, the pastor, and the staff at our church to propose. I got to talk to the director of outsource programs for the church, Bethany. I got to reach her today, and you have to understand this came together really at 4:00 yesterday. We've made a lot of progress since then, and I'm trying to answer your question, Gary. Right now, we don't have it set up, and we're accepting. I'm obviously looking for ideas to help us maximize the effectiveness of doing this when it happens.
Sponsors.
And also sponsors. Someone has somebody in mind. They think might take a look and say, "Hey, we'd love to be a part of that and be known." You know, most people think right now, and Linda, I think you told me yesterday you did get some test kits, but you had to go around and search for them, and now many places they don't even have them. In fact, that's all over TV. So this availability to have a secured, guaranteed lockdown supply puts us in a very unique position. So, but Linda, can you share a little bit about that? You did go get one from a drugstore, I believe, didn't you?
Yeah, I was at a local drugstore recently, and I just asked if they had any COVID tests because I just wanted to have something at home in case somebody didn't feel well, so we could kind of check and see if it was positive or negative, just that initial rapid test. And they had them. They were $10 a piece. So I just bought, you could get four, so I bought four, just to put in the cabinet, you know, so I have them instead of the middle of the night when you don't know and you don't have it. So I
got
them.
Have a 6 month, Linda, they have a 6 month shelf life.
Yeah, they're good till November of 22.
Yeah.
So I got them. But anyway, I just figured I'd have them instead of waiting until somebody doesn't feel good to go find them.
That's smart. So, Gary, I'm sure my question doesn't say we have this in place and here's how it's going to work. My, to answer your question is I'm looking for help to make it how we're going to work. So we obviously are going to have a point of receivership because they come in skids. The 25,000 that we preliminarily have ready to pull the trigger on ordering would be 139 skids. And that each skid has 900 test kits on it. So that's why 25,000 divided by 900 gives you 139 skids. And so we know the quality.
I'd like to ask Linda a question if I could.
Oh, go right ahead. That's the reason for this call.
Hi, Linda. How are you doing? Good to talk to you today.
Yes, I'm fine. Thanks.
Say hello to Gary and Happy New Year.
Uh-huh. Happy New Year to you.
Well, Linda, I'm curious. You're the perfect example. Well, no, you aren't the example. You're the living proof. I don't understand medical stuff much at all, so let that be known. Although my wife is an RN, she tries to answer and teach me as best as she can. But why did you buy that kit? What I don't even understand. I'm not being funny at all. What good are the kits? Why do we need to get tested?
If someone has symptoms, like cold symptoms or whatever, we need to determine whether it's COVID or the flu or a cold or whatever. So because within my work environment, they, you know, obviously, if or any time if I had symptoms, I would want to be careful and not go around other people that I could be exposing if I did have COVID. So
there you just answer
rapid
that question.
Test, the rapid test, you put it in your nose, you know, because within 15 minutes it shows up with a line or not, you know, to tell you if it's positive or not, because if it is positive, then obviously I wouldn't go into work. I would call my work, you know, kind of a thing. And there are more extensive tests that you can do in a lab that a lab does, that I would then go for further testing. But it's like an initial test to tell you whether you are positive or negative, and they do those tests at my work for employees. If they don't feel well, they test them, and then if it's positive, they send them home to quarantine. So there's a whole process to that. But I just thought I would have some around the house just in case so I could check and see. If somebody doesn't feel well, you may do the test and see that it's negative, you know, that it's not COVID, but that you have a cold or you have something else, you know, kind of thing. So that's fine.
I'm really trying to piece this together from an uneducated but yet logical position. Someone would get a test kit because if we determined someone had COVID, then there's two things that I think happen. One is you quarantine yourself, self-quarantine. The other is you begin immediate treatment. This, I do think, from listening to the news reports and trying to piece together all the baloney that I've heard from diverse sources, some of it's true, I admit, but I can't figure out what's true and what's not, that if you start treatment early, it helps you tremendously with the severity implications, and hence you have a faster recovery time and heaven be blessed, you know, will not be lethal. So there's an advantage to the kits for two reasons, again, to protect the public and to treat ourselves or the person who's victim of it. But There are numerous test kits, are there not? Ron, do you know this? Lindy, do you know this? I'm so confused. I don't know how many test kits there are.
Well, there's more than one manufacturer. The one that has been, let's say, the federal government has certified, it's called the iHealth test kit. It's manufactured in California, so it's not made in China. It's made in California. And we have been through working with Country Boy and their company and their certification with minority business, minority business and the resource. We have locked in at this moment. It's not secure until I get that sponsor, because the first shipment's going to cost us $25,000. Now we're going to decide what we're going to, how we're going to, when we have the sponsor, depending upon how much money they put up for it, how, what we're going to charge for them, or whether we'll be in a position if the sponsor is willing, and then we'll see how far that goes. So that's a question mark, but it's not the deciding factor. But when we make them available, we're, particularly, and we're doing it through the one area in our whole Western New York that is probably one of the hot points is the city. And it's known that medically attention, they're the lower they're the lower level people that get medical attention. So they're less likely, but they would be more powerful as a family they knew. And so we can make these available, and this can help diminish the expanse of the medicine. Yeah, Linda has a question.
I have a question. Now, if you had COVID and got over, would the test then show that you're over COVID? Because I'm wondering if you were out, you know, in quarantined for, you know, 14 days or whatever, 10 days, 5 days, it varies, would the test then show that you're able to go back to work? When I had it, I had a quarantine for 10 days, and I signed, brought this That's form into work, and nobody needed it. But
false positive.
So I just wanted to know if the test, I don't know if anyone knows this, but it might be something to ask the people, you know, Country Boy and his people, if the test then shows that you are over it.
Linda, you just got to what I'm trying to get at. So in other words, and I'm going back, I'm so simplistic, please take it in the right way. I'm trying to figure it out, a logical progression here. So you take the test kit. If you become positive, then you quarantine yourself or you stay out of that. And here's what I can't get from the news reports, and the conflicting stories that I get are just incredible from supposedly very knowledgeable expert people, including our federal government. Is that once you have COVID, do you have a natural immunity? And I think the answer is yes, but I'm still not totally sure. And then the second thing is, if you've had it and you have natural immunity, does this still make you a carrier? In other words, you can have it, you can be free, but are you walking around giving your virus to other people? And so, Linda, that touches on what I'm really getting at. What do we use these test kits for? And, of course, I know what we use them for, but I'm saying what's the practice?
Yeah, those are good. You know, we'll have to find that out. What we're doing with the test kits right now is just trying to get them in the hands of people that, you know, to know if they need to take, to identify the symptoms and take the next step if needed.
Now, that brings up a good point, and I don't have much time because I've got a 10 o'clock appointment I need to keep virtually, but not face-to-face. Linda Humphreyville, I'd like to get an idea of how much you paid for it and where you bought it. And Linda Clayton, I'm just trying to figure out how these are distributed here when they come to the Hope Center here in Western New York. Linda Humphreyville, did you? We don't know for sure, but did you get the same kit that Ron did? And if you did, where did you purchase it? And then, for very practical reasons, I'm curious as to how much.
Okay, she's trying to tell you.
I got them at a local drugstore. They were $10 or whatever, but they're not. You know, it's not all the same. The test can be different, and so I think it's important. It's just something that's developing, and we'll have to look into it further to see how it can, we can get it into the hands of the people, as you said, Ron, that really need it as a way to serve the community. I think it's wonderful.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that all the logistics will be figured out and all. And again, I'm not a medical expert in it, you know, so I just know from my own experience certain things, so I can't really say answers to all those different questions. But we just pray that everybody continues to stay healthy and strong, and will continue to serve the community and others through the Hope Collection. So
So just being an outreach. Well, I'm going to, speaking of medical, I have to go get my blood work done. And so I just want to say thanks so much, Linda, for being on the call. I see Gary just knocked off there because he has a 10 o'clock. And I came up with some ideas for Zoom, so let's talk later. And I have to right now get my blood work done, give medicine at Regmond, and visit my mom all this morning.
Okay.
So
nice to talk to you all.
Okay.
Thank you.
Great. So glad you're on the call. Thanks. We'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.